This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. All right, in today's episode, we're going to talk about self-image and the power that that holds on your overall success in life. In one of my favorite books called Psycho-Cybernetics, written by Dr. Maxwell Maltz, the author writes that whether we realize it or not, each of us carries about with us a mental blueprint or picture of ourselves. It's been built up from our own beliefs about ourselves, but most of these beliefs about ourselves have unconsciously been formed from our past experiences, our success and failures, our humiliations, our triumphs, and the way people have reacted to us, especially in early childhood. Now, although you're not conscious of it, I'm not conscious of it really at the forefront of our minds, our self-image has developed as a result of our past experiences. Now, you tend to believe this self-image, and you live your life based on this belief of yourself. And this explains how some people seem to always be successful, right? They go on this upward spiral of success, while others constantly seem to fail. Why the rich get richer, why the poor get poorer. Their subsequent experiences will support the self-image that they have of themselves. Many people's attempts at changing their self-image are external, right? As witnessed by Dr. Maltz, who was a plastic surgeon, by the way, when he wrote this book, and he found that when he helped people, not just externally, but change their self-image of themselves, they would actually dramatically alter their entire lives. And, you know, some people have tried positive thinking about the future, which without actually addressing their beliefs about their self-image. And this is where Dr. Maltz actually discovered the great potential for change in directing activity at your self-image. He discovered that true happiness and satisfaction in life comes from an adequate and realistic image of yourself that you can live with. And the secret here that he tells us, that he talks about in depth in the book, is that to really live, that is, to find life reasonably satisfying, you must have an adequate and realistic self-image that you can live with. You must find yourself acceptable to you. Now, he sees the subconscious as a sort of mechanism that the mind controls, and he calls this our creative mechanism, and it functions based on the goals that it's given. Now, these goals that we have are based on our self-image, and the self-image dictates the limits of our accomplishments, what you believe you can do, what you believe you cannot do. And the creative mechanism uses past memories as structures of sorts for solving current problems. Now, all of us also have a success mechanism, not just a creative mechanism, but a success mechanism as well. This is the structure and function designed for any activity that's intimately tied to your living. That is, or makes for a fuller life, right? There are a lot of different ways that your brain and nervous system operate as a machine. And although Dr. Maltz is clear that you're not a machine, he makes numerous analyses and shows how the brain and nervous system are actually machine-like. You're not a machine, I'm not a machine, but we do operate like machines in certain moments, right? And he calls these servo mechanisms. And the field of psycho-cybernetics actually tries to understand how the brain works in these machine-mind terms. And so, in addition to your brain's amazing capabilities, there's support behind the concept that your brain can access this subconscious knowledge outside of its own experiences. And this access to universal knowledge is acquired through analysis, contemplation, thinking, meditation, striving for answers. And science has now confirmed what philosophers and mystics and all those have intuitively known for a long, long time. That is, that every human being has been literally engineered for success by his creator. Now, every human being has access to a power greater than himself. And the first practical applications for tapping into this power is to internalize the following five concepts, according to Maltz. Number one, your success mechanism must have a goal or target that you believe already exists. It can exist in actuality or in potential. Number two, your mechanism focuses on the end, not the means. When you supply the goal, your mechanism finds a way. Number three, making mistakes helps direct you towards your goal. It provides an autocorrect of sorts that allows you to redirect yourself towards your goal. Number four, you gain skill by redirecting your errors until you are heading in the right direction. Then you got to forget about the past and all the errors and failures and mistakes you've made and focus on the final successful choice that led you in the right direction. And finally, number five, trust in the process, baby. Trust in the process. Without worrying about it or trying to adjust it, you got to let it work. Whatever you want, do these following four steps. And then the final fifth one, remember to just let it work. Rather than trying to make it work and make it push yourself into making it work and all that stuff, just let it flow, let it work. Your success comes as you take action, and the proof of your success follows. So you can't look for success before you take action. So remember these five steps about developing your self-image and go out there every single day and keep on living like you give a damn.